City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Another pure gray morning, don't know what the day is holding, and I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Matter as the angels parted for her, she only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the line, they want the wall and not the wine, but when I see the signs, I jump on.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 517. I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is Cleo, coming to you from South Florida.
Hello, Miss Cleo. How are you?
I am fine, baby love. How about yourself?
I'm very good. I'm kind of easing into the springtime here in Chicago. I'm feeling it. I'm seeing the little buds on the trees, and I'm feeling that the little animals are getting excited, and I'm kind of looking forward that summer is right on the horizon.
I know, because it has been an interesting winter. But, you know, in the old days, and I do mean the old days, before they switched up calendars, April 1st was the new year.
Uh-huh.
And because everything is new. Before they went to the Gregorian calendar, that was the new year.
Yeah.
And that's even how April Fool's Day started. But long story for another day. But it was all about this being renewal, rebirth. And so I think people don't even recognize why we're so excited, because it really is like a new year.
It really does.
It's everything that's budding, you know, and you get to plant all of these wonderful seeds. And I love that, you know, yeah. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I really love it too. I really feel something, you know, this city in Chicago, and maybe you feel that as well in South Florida. Hopefully many of our listeners, you know, are from different places. They have mm-hmm. a different perception, but you know, we don't have much of a spring here in Chicago, in Northern Illinois, mm-hmm. But I feel a little bit of it peeking through. I feel that excitement. You know, we just started the Windy City Gay Idol, so that always makes me feel like spring.
Cool. Uh-huh.
The taxes are in the distance now, you know, as we head into.
Right, you can hear everybody starting to bite those nails.
Yep. Maybe some checks are coming back to some people, not me, but some people. And, you know, and we're starting to see those little May flowers, at least up here, peeking through. And so it feels like a rejuvenation. There's so much interesting things going on in the gay GLBT world and news that's going on with the Supreme Court and our legislators really having to take a stand, and it feels like there's just this momentum, that there's this energy right now within the community that is very exciting to me.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I really do. You can feel that the change is not just propaganda anymore. Mm-hmm. You can feel a change that is very tangible. It's very real. It has emotion because it has legs, you know, on
yeah.
so many levels. In Uruguay, just this past Wednesday, they legalized gay marriage.
Yeah.
And so they are the third country to do so in the Tri-America, South America, Central America,
mm-hmm.
and North America. And you know, Canada has, Argentina has, and now Uruguay. And I genuinely believe that while this seems to be one step at a time, we have to recognize the momentum. Oh. It may not be moving as fastly as we would like, or as quickly, rather, fastly, not the word, mm-hmm. As quickly as we would like. However, comma, it is moving.
Yes.
And so movement has to be celebrated. Movement has to be cultivated. It's like a plant. If you don't water it and feed it good stuff, then it won't grow. But if you water it and you feed it, then we can all keep moving forward in a way that we can't even imagine anymore. You understand?
Yeah, I do. You know, you saying that reminds me of an old thing my mom used to say, where she was like, when you plant a new plant in your yard, uh-huh. she would uh-huh. say, you know, the first year it sleeps, the second year it creeps, and the third year it leaps. And somehow wow. I feel that we're in our third year as a community. You know, it's not a calendar year, but I right. feel like we're in this third cycle of being a part of the fastest changing civil rights movement, really, of all time. And yeah. and it is inevitable, kind of. We see it is hopeful in its inevitability. Is that a
yes,
word?
Yes, there is, and I agree.
Yeah, there's a hope here. And I even said this, I think, last show or the one before, you know, when Rush Limbaugh's like, okay, it's done, it's over, we've lost.
You need to go ahead and give us the ghost, because yeah, if he says that we've lost, you need to hear him.
Yeah, I mean, he says, you know, we Republicans have lost the same-sex marriage battle. We've lost it. And to hear Rush mm-hmm. Limbaugh say that, you kind of go, okay, it's like the white flag, surrender, defeat, mm-hmm. you know, surrender, mm-hmm. Dorothy, like it's done, you know, and... Yep. And that's a lot of what's in our news today. And so I'm just thrilled to have Miss Cleo here with me as we're in a rejuvenation, this exciting time and rebirth. And one of the amazing things in Cleo's world that I can't wait to talk about is the fact that she has, you know, I mean, how do we even introduce Miss Cleo except as our friend and ally and South Florida sister? But you know, she's a spiritual guide, an activist, a poet, a producer, a talk show host. You know, there's so many things that Miss Cleo is, but she has a second CD out, which we're going to be talking about in the show today, Full Moon Madness, which is available, and we're going to have it linked how you can get the CD and hear her work. So today's show, Miss Cleo with me on the show. We're going to cut to some news because, as Cleo and I said, it is happening, folks. It's happening all around us here in the United States and around the world, also in the world of entertainment. And what's going on in the theater scene? Lots to do and see and experience and be entertained by during this spring season. So we're back with Miss Cleo. We're going to have some Full Moon Madness on today's Queercast.
The Joffrey Ballet's Othello is electric, heartbreaking, and unforgettable, according to the Chicago Tribune. Witness the ambition and betrayal in this passionate and powerful contemporary dance theater that's choreographed by Chicago's very own Laura Lubavitch and set to a commanding score by Academy Award winner Elliot Goldenthal. Featuring breathtaking costumes, elaborate multimedia projections, and unparalleled dancing, this will be your last chance to see the Joffrey perform the critically acclaimed Othello at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University, now through May 5th. Tickets start at just $31. Call 800-982-2787 or visit joffrey.org.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. More than half of the United States senators back marriage equality, with announcements from Joe Donnelly, the Democrat from Indiana, and Heidi Heitkamp, the Democrat from North Dakota. The total number of senators backing marriage equality has reached 53, including 49 Democrats, 2 independents, and 2 Republicans.
Former Senator Olympia Snowe, the Republican from Maine, said she supports same-sex marriage despite a long history of declining to state her position while in office. Snowe voted for the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996, which banned the federal government from recognizing states' same-sex marriages. However, she no longer backs the measure.
Every state has seen an increase in support for same-sex marriage over the last 8 years. The report, titled Public Support for Marriage for Same-Sex Couples by State, examines public support for same-sex marriage by state and reveals the current position of each state's general population on the legality of same-sex marriage, how public opinion differs across 50 states and the District of Columbia, and the change in public opinion since 2004.
A gay-friendly hotel may open in the heart of Boys Town, Chicago. Parkview Developers, LLC, wants to develop an approximately 112-room hotel on the 3300 block of North Halsted Street called the Out Chicago. Modeled after the Out New York City, or Out NYC, which opened just more than a year ago, the hotel would include an enclosed atrium that would double as event space, a full spa and gym, a rooftop bar, a restaurant, and retail space.
Tennessee's Don't Say Gay bill, which would have prohibited discussion of homosexuality in the classroom, has died again. The House sponsor, Republican Representative John Reagan of Oak Ridge, had planned to amend the legislation to require principals or counselors to identify students who might be a potential threat, but he never got a chance to do so. Reagan plans to reintroduce the bill next year.
Out Magazine has presented its 7th annual Power 50 list. Apple CEO Tim Cook is number one, while this is the first time Anderson Cooper, number 5, is publicly outed on the list. Other people are Ellen DeGeneres, number 2, statistician Nate Silver, 6, U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin, 9, singer Frank Ocean, 10, fashion designer, actor Marc Jacobs, number 19, financial guru Susie Orman is 28, and RuPaul, number 50.
In Kansas City, Missouri, a gay man, Roger Gourley, was arrested and issued a restraining order after he refused to leave his partner's hospital bedside. Gourley said that he and his partner, Allen, had been in a civil union for 5 years and have legal power of attorney agreements to make medical decisions for one another. However, when a member of Allen's family asked Roger to leave, staff at Research Medical Center refused to recognize the men's partnership and had police arrest Roger.
In Delaware, state legislators filed a marriage equality bill. Most of the state's political leadership, including the governor, lieutenant governor, speaker of the House, and Senate president, announced the introduction of marriage equality legislation. Currently, Delaware has a state-level marriage statute that prohibits marriage between people of the same gender, but voters there never amended the state constitution to ban the practice. The legislation aims to revise the statute language and establish marriage equality.
In world news, rainbow flags across Amsterdam were flown at half-mast to mark the arrival of the Russian President Vladimir Putin in protest against the proposed bill that would make promotion of homosexuality among youth punishable in Russia. Putin visited the Dutch capital to showcase the economic ties between the two countries worth $83 billion in bilateral trade last year. The Russian State Duma voted 388-1 to support the bill January 25th. It will return for a second reading later this year.
Tasmania's lower house has approved a bill giving same-sex couples and unmarried straight couples the right to adopt on the same basis as married heterosexual couples.
Singapore's High Court has rejected a petition to repeal a law criminalizing sex between men. The court said it was up to a parliament to repeal a provision in the penal code known as Section 377A. The law dates back to British colonial rule in Singapore and carries a maximum penalty of 2 years in jail for same-sex acts.
Business Insider has listed 13 countries that it considers more LGBT-friendly than the United States. Among the nations are the Netherlands, the first country to legalize same-sex marriage, Belgium, South Africa, Denmark, Argentina, and Germany. So far, 11 countries have legalized same-sex marriage, and 7 of them are in Western Europe or Scandinavia.
In entertainment news, Barbra Streisand will direct an as-yet-untitled love story based on the relationship between photographer Margaret Bourke White and author Erskine Caldwell. Bourke White was a photojournalist who became the first female photographer for Life magazine in 1936. Streisand's other directing efforts include Yentl, The Prince of Tides, and The Mirror Has Two Faces.
In Chicago, mourners packed the Holy Name Cathedral to remember acclaimed film critic Roger Ebert. During the mass, his widow Chaz said, "It didn't matter to him your race, creed, color, level of ability, sexual orientation. He had a heart big enough to accept and love all." Ebert died April 4th at the age of 70 after a long battle with cancer. He worked for the Chicago Sun-Times for more than 40 years.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has received a $25 million commitment from the David Geffen Foundation for the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. The gift is the largest commitment received to date. In recognition of this gift, the Academy will name the museum's premier-sized theater the David Geffen Theater.
Annette Funicello, from the original 1955-59 incarnation of Disney's The Mickey Mouse Club, died April 8th after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was 70 years old. Funicello had been in a coma for years. Funicello starred in such movies as 1959's The Shaggy Dog and 1961's Babes in Toyland.
Sarah Gilbert of The Talk announced her engagement to musician/songwriter Linda Perry. In 2011, Gilbert, who is now 38, split from TV producer Addison Adler, the two share custody of son Levi, 8, and daughter Sawyer, 5.
Cyndi Lauper has announced the She's So Unusual tour to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her groundbreaking debut album. During the 23-date tour, which will kick off June 12th in San Diego and wrap up July 13th in Connecticut, Lauper will perform the album in its entirety.
Someone who allegedly stalked out singer Clay Aiken has been arrested. Barbara Saylor, 57, was arrested outside the singer's home in North Carolina. She was booked on charges of misdemeanor stalking and misdemeanor first-degree trespassing. Aiken was home at the time of the arrest.
Judge Judy will be on the bench for at least two more years. The former New York State judge presides over one of the top daytime TV shows seen by approximately 10 million people each episode. The New Deal extends her show through 2017. Currently, she earns a reported $45 million annual salary.
Lifetime will premiere its new drama, Devious Maids, which Mark Cherry and Ava Longoria, both of Desperate Housewives fame, are executive producing on Sunday, June 23rd. The cast, including Ana Ortiz of Ugly Betty, Dania Ramirez of Entourage, Rosalind Sanchez from Without a Trace, Edie Gavin of Livin' Loud, and Judy Reyes of Scrubs, portray five maids with ambition and dreams of their own while working for the rich and famous in Beverly Hills.
Nate Berkus and boyfriend Jeremiah Brent are engaged to be married. The pair, who have been dating for 9 months, made it official atop Machu Picchu. Berkus, 41, popped the question to Brent, Rachel Zoe's former assistant, during their trip to Peru.
DC Comics will continue to expand the LGBT diversity of its superhero universe by introducing the first openly transgender character in a mainstream superhero comic. In Batgirl number 19, currently on sale in both print and digital formats, the character Alicia Yeo will reveal that she is a transgender woman while conversing with her roommate, Barbara Gordon, a.k.a. Batgirl. Taking care to distinguish Yeo's sexual orientation from her gender identity, Batgirl writer Gail Snow noted that the character is also bisexual.
And HBO has ordered episodes of Ryan Murphy's racy new project, Open, which he is creating and writing with Dexter co-executive producer Lauren Gussis, is described as a modern, provocative exploration of human sexuality and relationships. A fifth season renewal for Glee is pending, but Murphy's third installment of American Horror Story, called American Horror Story Coven, will star Kathy Bates, Jessica Lange, and Sarah Paulson.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, this is Pear Man speaking. Fasten your seatbelts, frequent flyers. You're flying the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of April 15th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. A powerhouse Steppenwolf cast takes on the Nobel laureate Harold Pinter's riveting dark comic classic, The Birthday Party. Directed by ensemble member Austin Pendleton. Now playing, The Birthday Party runs through April 28th. Tickets on sale now at steppenwolf.org.
The Pope of Trash is back. John Waters returns to the Harris Theater with This Filthy World on May 21st. To attend the performance and meet John Waters at the exclusive post-show benefit reception, visit harristheaterchicago.org.
Charlie is 600 pounds, gay, and desperately trying to connect with his daughter. The Whale is a powerful new play written by Samuel Hunter, playing now through May 5th at Victory Gardens Theater. Go to victorygardens.org for more info and for tickets.
Steppenwolf Theater Company presents Head of Passes, a world premiere from the creative team behind the celebrated hit The Brother Sister Plays. Tickets are on sale now as the show is running, and you can get those at steppenwolf.org. Head of Passes is playing now through June 9th.
Based on the real-life story of a World War II naval corpsman, Under a Rainbow Flag is about a group of soldiers on a train heading west from Chicago and about the choices they make during and after the war. Don't miss Pride Films and Plays' world premiere musical, Under a Rainbow Flag, at the main stage, 4139 North Broadway. For tickets, visit pridefilmsandplays.com, playing now through April 21st. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Anyone out there? Bueller? Bueller? Post a comment at WindyCityQueerCast.com.
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left? Right before the Egyptians arrived. What if we are a creation of a greater being?
Well, Miss Cleo came to us as someone that I interviewed years ago and has fast become a friend. And as I've gotten to know you, Cleo, there are just you are such a Renaissance sister, which I really relate to. Aww. I always used to say, you know, I'm a Jane of many trades and master of none, but that's okay. That keeps life interesting, you know. And
yes, it does.
And I think you've mastered many. So I won't put you in the exact same category as me, but you are always a woman of reinvention and speaking on different levels about your human experience. To us and really allowing us to experience your spirit in so many different ways. And most recently, you've launched your CD, Full Moon Madness, and as your new expression of yourself and what you have to say. Full Moon Madness, the second half by Cleo. So, Cleo, talk to me a little bit about how Full Moon Madness came about.
Well, you know, like you said, and I'm so glad that you brought it up, because it's been years. I've been, you know, threatening to go back in the studio for probably the last, you know, since 2007. And, you know, life happens and things happen. And I had some pretty major things happen. I lost my Dundun, who was my mother, my teacher, my mentor. Mm-hmm. Lost her at 101. And then I thought, I'm going to go back into the studio for her because she loved my spoken word. But I couldn't wrap my head around it. And then menopause became a very dominant vibration in my life. And it's a very intense ride. It's a very personal ride. And as I found myself coming out the other end of this very personal ride, when I did get back into the studio, it was a very different feeling. It was so personal because I felt from the last time to this time, completely different person. Some of the people that I dedicated my CD to back then are on another place. They are no longer walking this human journey. And it was about letting go and growing up. I did an interview a couple of weeks ago, or a week or so ago, on a radio show in Manhattan.
And they asked me, so what was the inspiration? I said, menopause. And the whole set went quiet. They didn't know what to do with it, bless his heart. And then they finally laughed. I said, it's okay. I said, because it's very real. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the term menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Because men don't have anything to do with it. but I mean, that used to piss me off. It's like, why do I have to call this menopause? Men, what?
Yeah, why are we having the menzies is what I want to know, too.
Exactly. You know, all of this stuff is attached to them. I'm not feeling it, you know. And I had a dear friend of mine. She's just a few years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her about this, and I said, you know, this is craziness. And she said, oh, honey, that ain't nothing but some full moon madness.
Mm.
And finally, at that moment, I understood that, you know, the moon, given the way that I live, the moon governs every emotion that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And even we are tied as women. Our cycles are tied to the moon. When children are born, mm-hmm. in ancient times, they could tell when the child was coming based on the placement of the moon.
Mm.
And so for me, that made a lot more sense. And so in order to talk about my letting go of people who have crossed over, even my political positioning and where I've even grown as an individual is reflective in this CD. I also worked with a jazz celloist,
mm-hmm.
everything from a jazz celloist to a hip-hop producer.
Mm-hmm.
And in between are the people that came together, a calliope of just wonderful souls mm-hmm. and energies that got together with me and said, okay, let's make it happen. And we did. It's a great listen. There is a piece on there, and you and I have talked about this over the years. There's a piece on there called Lesser, and it talks about the lesser of two evils, whether it's homophobia or racism. And it's a very powerful piece. And it was a fabulous, I love the coming together. It was a young hip hop artist who did the track for me. He produced
mm-hmm.
the track.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got on the phone with him, I said, look here. I said, I'm as gay as a $2 bill. I said, this is what I want. This poem is about this, and I need it to be reflective in this track. I said, you got a problem with that? He's like, no, ma'am. I said, well, then we can work. And this young man, you know, and of course, Jay-Z and many other members of the very visible hip-hop community have come out in support of the GLBT community.
Yes.
And so I appreciate that. But those are the big cats. This young man, same thing, gave me my props, gave me my love, gave me amazing work, gave it with heart, gave it with honesty, and that's what we brought to the table. So even that piece of work in and of itself
mm-hmm.
is amazing to me. And so this is almost, I guess, about growing up that next time. I didn't realize you had to grow up 3-4 times. but you do. And so this is like that one next time where it's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a different person than I was before menopause. And now 8.5 years later, I am a very, very different person.
Mm-hmm.
A person that I'm enjoying, a person that I'm liking. And so the CD is really reflective of lessons. Some of them might be a bit humorous, reflective of that whole process that sometimes we underestimate, which is letting go.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than a month before the CD was going to be completed and released, my sister-in-law crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me talk about her over the years. She's mm-hmm. a Wicca witch and had a massive heart attack in her bathtub.
Mm.
I had had a spectacular morning. Life was looking absolutely sublime. That was about 10:30 in the morning. When I finished my show at 4:00, there was an email waiting for me, which was very wild. And she was gone.
Yeah.
And I had just talked to her 3 weeks prior and told her about her health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it was a very confusing time to have to finish putting together something so creative.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did is I took that energy and I put it into the project because she was always very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was an opportunity to share loss and grief with my listeners. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of walking them through what it's like for me. So, you know, long story, you're such a great listener, but You all, that's it in a nutshell. We'll say, my goodness, Miss Cleo, take a breath.
No. I'm listening to you, and I, you know, it's very interesting because you do share bits and pieces always with us, you know, when you're on, and generally you're talking to us, you know, there's a generosity of how you talk. And so when we're interviewing or you're just on a show with me and we're talking about whatever's going on in the world, you know, around us. But I just wonder how this outlet, it sounds like this outlet for you really allows you to, spend more time inward. And because so much of your life is spent outward, if that makes sense. And I mean that in
that
the basis.
That is a perfect perspective.
I think that you're so generously outward saying to us, you know, this is what we, you kind of pull us in. You do pull us in, but I just mean, you know, that your energy has to go so much out. And, you know, what I know about people who do spoken word, who write poetry, who work in any of these mediums to me that are less literal to me of a spirit world. You know, also dance, I think, is a lot in this, or jazz. You know, what do you have to do for yourself to pause and hold it inward? Because you feel to me like it is your default setting to go outward, that it's your... that it's just your energy tends to want to go outward and envelop and outward and include. And this seems like part of the process when I even speak to performers of when they go in the studio, you know, it's a very isolated, lonely, inner world. What do you do to kind of prep that?
Well, you know, I one of my favorite spots, is my backyard. And I will go out there at 12:30 in the morning. Some of those tracks on that CD were written at 2:30 in the morning, right outside. Just kind of taking it all in, kind of settling myself down. And I spend a lot of time talking to those on the other side, quite genuinely.
Yeah.
And an inordinate amount of time. One of the blessings of my sister-in-law is that we had for years where we thought it would have been reversed because of some health issues I was dealing with. So we had numerous conversations about what it would look like when I left or if she left. And while sometimes that can be disruptive to people and they don't want to talk about it, they don't want to think about the person not being around, it was quite helpful. But I go there often with my mom, my dad, my grandmother, I mean, my friends that are over there that I know that are always right there. And because they're such a rich group, it all depends on what I need to talk about. There's always somebody right there in my world that can offer advice. And sometimes they just tell me to take a break. Sit down, have yourself a shot of rum, and just get yourself lost. You know, in the stack, get yourself lost in the thought. You know, people laugh and they say, no, come on, Cleo, you're kidding. I'm a very inward person. And so your observation is very astute. And I did the outward thing because I'm such a pantywish and a marshmallow. And once I realized that my size and my personality that I wasn't quite sure that I had would protect me because I was so sensitive. And so that was really something that I worked on because I realized it would protect my heart. And so when I get quiet and I share and I leave it on the floor or leave it on the table or leave it in the studio, those are those most honest moments. Those are the moments when clearly I feel real safe in order to express.
I wanted to ask if you, what year did you do your first spoken word CD?
2006.
And that was right around the time that we met, right?
Yes, it was. Absolutely, it was.
So your first spoken word came after you publicly came out. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Exactly.
So is there a correlation to you finding that voice and giving that voice to a more public, larger world? with you mm-hmm. becoming, you know, stepping out more into your sexuality publicly?
Absolutely. It was an opportunity for so many things to say that, to just address. I wanted to come out publicly. I didn't want the media to out me. And then when I came out, that exit from the shadows had to mean something more than just something about me and mm-hmm. who I can love. You remember that track from the first CD?
Yep.
And that was dedicated to our efforts here in Florida at the time. To keep them from putting that disgusting legislation on the books. And it felt really powerful. It felt good. It felt good to say, I'm not afraid. You and I have been friends now for 7 years, and you know that some of that stuff was real painful for me. The lies, the BS, the whatever the crap is out there. And at that point in time, I was absolutely petrified. I didn't want to be lied about, and I didn't want my feelings hurt anymore.
Yep.
Grown up and grown a little bit tougher hide and really don't care now what people say, and they're going to believe what they're going to believe. But, it was very new because I had to grow up even then and say, I'm not afraid of any of this anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid. I choose to have hope. I choose to speak to things that will cause us to have hope and cause us to re-participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be active in all that's going on right now. If we don't, then we're giving up the ghost, because we need to get to a point, and this may be, you know, somebody said, Ms. Cleo, that's a little Pollyanna. We need to get to a point where all of these definitions and these divisions exist. We need to get to a point where it's a non-issue anymore, non-sequitur.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an issue. Whether you're black, white, straight, brown, purple, whatever the case may be, shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be ashamed of ourselves that it still is.
Mm-hmm.
And as opposed to beating a dead horse, I say to my friend, I said, look, you know what? We can sit here and we can debate the 12-foot pile of manure. Or we can come over here and look at this nice little area that's cleaned out, and we can plant all manner of new seeds.
Mm-hmm.
We can put wildflowers over there. We can put zucchini over there. We can put bell peppers down that road. So, you know what I'm saying? We can put there whatever we want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not getting stuck in the minutia. Now, there are some who are very good at navigating the manure. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that well. That's above my pay grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do pretty good with the planting of new seeds. And so that's what my objective is now. That's what everything moving forward is about, community. Everything moving forward is about building from within and being sustainable, so that we're not blaming government, nor are we looking to them to solve our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And often words, and the model has changed. You know, everything doesn't get done now with a picket sign.
Right.
You understand? Because the model has changed. And we have to be smart, and we have to be willing to change, because the model is different. You can keep wanting to stay stuck in the old methodology. But I don't know if I shared this story with you. And a friend of mine is born in Germany. She lives stateside now, but she goes back often to visit family and whatnot. And there was a Walmart that had gone up. And clearly, this is not anything against Walmart, but Walmart had gone up in the area in this German city. And all of the inhabitants realized that if they started shopping there, they would not be supporting the local butcher, the local this, the local that, the local baker. So they just didn't shop there. And so they had to close and leave.
Hmm.
No protests, no water hoses, no riot police, no, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
People just changed their behavior. And that change in the behavior, or that personal decision that each one of those people made, had an enormous impact. And this is what I'm trying to get out there to people when we talk about, you know, conversations with Cleo on my show. It's all about small business. We're doing everything contrary. We don't charge any small business. We don't mean government's definition. We don't charge any small business for commercial. We run commercials for small businesses around the country.
Mm-hmm.
We give everybody 60 to 70 seconds. We do the verbiage. You can approve it. And then we give you a shout out and we give you love. Mm-hmm. And because we support small business, and we mean that, we put our money where our mouth is. You know, I support small businesses that are kind of out of the box, doing something interesting. We just had the opening here of an eco-friendly dry cleaner. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Totally cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, we've got things like one of my favorite food trucks. They just got an opportunity to buy a second food truck. And so when you see small businesses, when you see families and people working hard, putting all of what they have into it, I want to celebrate that.
I want to celebrate that. I love that you're celebrating that. I love that.
Because we have to begin somewhere.
Yeah.
Do we not? That's the seed that we're planting this year. We have to begin somewhere. And a review is fine, but how about some support? How about making sure that as many people that you know, if you hear about something positive, I don't have nothing against Angie's List, good idea. But guess what? I'm not charging anybody for the knowledge. Because
right.
Knowledge should be available to all of us. You understand? No matter what your community is. You know, and so that's where my passion is at right now. And really, it feels so euphoric just for the karmic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the CD release party that we had, we used all small business vendors,
mm-hmm.
The majority of them women, and it was just wonderful. You know, we were able to feature them. We were able to talk about what they brought to the event. And it was just, it was unbelievable. I had some networking going on with some, here's a great one. This is a nonprofit I'm working with here called Passion for Paws. And I share this idea because if anybody else has had the idea, run with it. It's amazing. It is a rescue that addresses the problem before it becomes a problem. And so let's say there's a family in financial crisis or an elderly person, and they just don't have the money to buy the dog food or to take the dog to the vet. They'll come into your house, take your dog to the vet. They do pet food drives. Can you imagine? We do food drives for people all the time.
Yes.
Pet food is expensive too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And the good stuff. And so what if, you know, and they try to get in to make sure that the family doesn't have to take their canine family member to a place where you give up your dog. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to address it before it gets there. And I love that approach.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not address the problem once it's a problem. Let's see if we can keep these families together. You know, and the elderly person, you know how healing dogs are. I know you know.
Mm-hmm,
you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And to have somebody come in and say, you know what? The vet bill is $500. We got that cover for you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what they do. So this year, there are Dundun Everybody Needs a Little Help award recipient. And we've committed $3,000 to the nonprofit. And we are doing all year. Until the end of the year, we are doing food drives. So even at my CD release party, people had to bring me 2 cans of dog food. You know, but this is a woman. As a woman in her late 30s, saw an issue and decided that she was going to become active.
And that's what it's about, right? Like pulling, you're giving voice. You know, helping someone be seen. Identifying a way in which we're not powerless and being a part of it. You know, the funny thing is your life is so opposite Full Moon Madness. I mean, you're not a mad scientist, you know, you're a very sane spiritualist is what you are. So,
I like that. Can I quote that? A sane spiritualist.
Yes,
love that.
You're not
Thank
a mad
you,
scientist.
Buddy.
You're a sane spiritualist. And you know, and you're continuing just to have these conversations and shine the light on so many topics. I know you are so passionate about, you know, your community in South Florida, your GLBT community, you know, the work you're doing with small businesses, the work you're doing within race relations. I mean, just, you know, in so many areas. Talk to me about the track Mango and Me.
Oh, Mango and Me. That one is dedicated to my mommy.
Yeah.
So my Dun Dun, you know, like I said, she's 101 when she died. And I hang out at a little one-woman-owned operation, little coffee house called Mother Earth. And there is a 150-plus-year-old mango tree in the back where she's got a little high-rise table and some benches. And the day that I got the news, I was sitting under that tree. And it's just a beautiful story of how I found, you know, a place to grieve under that tree, you know. And so it's a very powerful piece. My Dun Dun would have never wanted me to be sad because she didn't believe that it merited sadness. And so I needed to make sure. And it's a jazz celloist on that piece. So it was wonderful. Man, about 70 years old. Okay. So, I mean, there was no boundary that we listened to when we put this project together. And yes. I say we because it was a collective effort. Yeah. These were so many amazing people who said, sure, Cleo, we'll work with you.
Yeah.
You know, and unbelievable the collaboration, unbelievable the product that we were able to put out. Because, you know, you don't do anything by yourself. I don't know why they got mad at Obama for saying that. But you don't do anything by yourself. Trust this.
Nope.
Every person, no matter how small you might think the contribution is, it is key. And I hold on to that, and I remember that, and I work daily to recognize that. You know, and for those of you listening and who love Amy, I love her too, because she's right. That is when we met, and we approached you all back then and asked if we could come on and talk about Convicted for My Beliefs, the first CD.
Yep.
And you all were delightful to me, and we have been friends ever since. So sometimes whatever task that we have in front of us, it helps us to build the bridge, or at least that's what it should do. And no matter if it works out the way you perceived, whatever that may be, if that bridge was built, then you need to get happy. Because I love you, and I am forever grateful and blessed and fortunate for you, Windy City Media, the whole nine, Tracy and Andrew and the rest of the folks. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for you all. You all have been nothing but pure love and earnestness with me, and that's the way I love it. Thank you.
Oh, well, you are welcome. And we love this this bridge that has brought us to you, which did, as you said, come through the first time we talked around your first CD. And everyone, this is just it's a beautiful, surprising, lyrical, funny, moving CD. As she said, it's entirely... I love the calliope metaphor that you gave, but it is just supported and danced with blues and jazz and hip hop and wonderful sounds under this voice that we have come to know and love on the Windy City Queercast, the Full Moon Madness that is Cleo. And she's in the second half, and she's just creeping right now. She hadn't even started to leap like those plants.
But we're getting close.
We're getting close to the big leap. That's going to be CD number three. You can call that.
That'll be the next time we'll talk. We'll have a little bit more information to share about the independent film that's coming out, Hotline, the documentary. We're getting close to leaping star.
You're leaping. You're ready to leap. I just don't want you to be in that last, you know, you're not in that last cycle yet, but I don't know. We probably stay in that last cycle a long time. So let's hang out there quite a while.
Everybody,
the CD is available. It's available now. We're going to have it linked a number of different ways. You can get it on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby.
And we're coming to Bandcamp. So there are any number of ways to get a hold of it.
So many ways. And also, do be a part of the Conversations with Cleo. You can visit conversationswithcleo.com for more information about that, and to just follow her conversations and her Twitter on Real Ms. Cleo. on Twitter and conversations with Cleo on Facebook, because now there's no reason not to be plugged in. I do want to leave today's show and it's not really leaving because Cleo's always with me, but we'll have Miss Cleo back on here as we head into Pride, but I want to leave today's show with the beautiful track Mango and Me that she spoke of, and hope you all will just, really hear the beauty and the spirit that is Cleo, and that she continues to share with us unabashedly. And Cleo, I just thank you for that. And congratulations, my friend, on this CD. And we will talk about the movie next. So I'm so, so excited.
All right, darling. Good looking out. You all have a great weekend, a good weekend, and we'll chat soon.
That's exactly right. And here is Mango and Me and Miss Cleo. And everyone, have a great week.
Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
I sound selfish, I know. She loves so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me.